Manx Radio Sport.
Good evening. Welcome back to Friday Sport Preview on Manx Radio. Rob Pritchard and the team here with you for the next half hour, looking ahead to the sporting action on the Isle of Man this weekend. So, coming up tonight, a huge battle to survive the drop in the Canada Life Men's Premier League is among the latest Isle of Man football fixtures across Saturday and Sunday. In rugby, Vagabond's dream of promotion remains firmly alive as they chase success on their travels, whilst Manx Cup action returns in the north of the island. And two league titles remain up for grabs in what looks set to be a thrilling finale to the Isle of Man men's and ladies hockey season tomorrow. That is all to come this evening. A very good evening. Welcome to the latest edition of Friday Sport Preview on Manx Radio, taking a look ahead to all the football, rugby and hockey action taking place on the Isle of Man over the next 2 days. We're going to start taking a look at the footballing side of things, and after an action-packed doubleheader of cup finals across the Easter weekend just 6 days ago that got underway, we now return to league action in what really are the crunch closing stages of the respective seasons across the divisions. And to take a look through it with us, as always, is Tony Meppham. Tony, very good evening.
Evening to you, Rob.
Well, just taking a look at this set of fixtures, we do have, just before we get into them, we do have one postponement to tell people about.
Yeah, one so far, and rightly so too. It's Ayr United against Corinthians in combination one. That one has been postponed due to a waterlogged pitch up at Ayr.
And it's probably worth, just if we're speaking about weather, we should probably caveat all these fixtures with the weather that's expected on the Isle of Man over the next 24 to 48 hours or so. There are two weather warnings that will be in place from tonight and throughout tomorrow as well. We'll give you details of those towards the end of the programme. Nevertheless, we do, as Tony has mentioned, we do have one game postponed, but taking a look at the fixtures that are going ahead as planned as it stands. Canada Life Men's Premier League, all games this weekend across divisions kicking off at 2:30 p.m. in the Canada Life Men's Premier League. Corinthians will start with them at home at Ballafletcher, up against Ayr United, who still trail Peel in the Premier League title race, but still crucially have two games in hand, Tony.
Yeah, they have got two games in hand, but I just worry a little bit about Ayr at the moment, because after that cup final last Saturday, with having two players get red cards, so Jamie Callister will miss out probably tomorrow. You've got Declan Cummins as well. Johnny Shields took a real bad knock to his ankle, so he said to me that'll be me for the season, Tony, because I can't see myself coming back from that one. And it's just a shame for them, because, you know, they've had this great run and now they've got a few players missing through suspension or injury. But, you know, Corinthians are the only team to have beaten them in the league this season, so that shows a good benchmark for them. And if Corinthians can show that same gritted performance that they had, and Sammy Corker with a brilliant goal in that game, then Corinthians could do it again at home at Ballafletcher.
And then elsewhere, St George's right in the midst of that relegation battle at the moment with three teams, and there's a crucial battle at the bottom which we'll get to in a moment. But St George's 11th in the table at the moment. They have a trip to St John's United.
Yeah, it's not going to be easy, that, against St John's, because St John's have been scoring plenty of goals of late, and Sam Brown's got them playing with a lot of confidence, which is good to see. There's a good mixture of players. I think, well, Penhorick might be missing for them tomorrow, so that's a big loss. But Sam Ingham and the other players around them will sort of cover that defensive gap there. But certainly with St George's, they've got a little bit of pressure now, haven't they, with Moran winning that game against Corinthians. 3 points on the board, and they're both on 14 now. So I've got to go, I think, tomorrow afternoon for St John's to win.
And then elsewhere, Rushen United crowned the 2024 ECAP FA Cup champions last weekend after a penalty shootout victory over Ayr United. They travelled to bottom of the table, Braddon.
Yeah, and what a great final it was at the end. It had all sorts of excitement in it. A bit of football missed it at times, but Rushen just carried on, and just wait and see how the team goes. They won't have Alex Maitland in there, that's for sure. I don't know if Furu Davies has been included in the FC Isle of Man squad. He has, so they're missing those two players. So it does help Braddon a little bit, and I'm sure Will Smith's team will be hoping to capitalise on that. Two massive players they're going to miss, and Braddon, I think, are going to find it difficult, and games are running out for them, Rob, and also the chance of getting points as well. So they need to try and get it together if they can tomorrow afternoon.
And then out to Glen Road and Laxey. Well, we all know their capabilities when they do actually really click into gear going forward. They're up against the current league leaders, Peel, Tony. And how do you see this one going? Because on paper, at least, from a neutral perspective, it could be a thrilling game on paper.
Yeah, should be. And when I looked at Laxey's sort of players available at the start of the week, it was looking pretty strong. But I think they've lost a couple of players from that sort of team that Johnny could have had, Johnny Palmer. But Peel, they've just got to keep winning. And I think, I really do feel it's advantage to Peel at the moment with Air United missing the players that they're going to miss tomorrow. So I can see Peel winning it. It won't be easy, but, you know, Laxey will have a go. But I just think Peel are a little bit too strong.
And then up at the Ballaclone Stadium in the North, the Arns, Ramsey still going steady in the division at the moment, up towards the right end for, well, throughout the campaign, really, since it first got underway all those months ago up against the Douglas Royal side, who, as we know, Tony, and the table doesn't lie, have had a bit of a resurgence in recent months.
Yes, they have, and, you know, it's great for them. They've been able to lift themselves out of that danger zone. They've played 2021, so three games left after tomorrow afternoon. But Ramsey, absolutely flying, aren't they? Third in the league. And they've played 18 games with 37 points. And I just think Anthony Cooper's team will be a little bit too strong for Royal. But Royal do have players there who can score goals. But Ramsey to win.
And I've maybe saved this one for last, but what a huge battle this is in the battle against the drop in the Premier League over at Gary Moore at 2:30 tomorrow. Union Mills in 10th, facing Marown in 12th. Tony, how pivotal could this be going into these final few games of the season?
This is huge, Rob, because, you know, Marown did well recently. They beat Corinthians, got the 3 points there. Union Mills have, you know, done quite well since Ryan Kelly's taken over, and they've had some important points coming back in. But they've also thrown away a couple of big games, so they can't afford to do that tomorrow afternoon. And I'm going to go for Union Mills just to win it. I just think home advantage might just help them on their pitch, but certainly Marown. Cock-a-hoop at the moment, the way things have gone for them, and they'll make it difficult. But as I say, I'll stick with Mills.
Okay, let's take a look at DPS Limited Division 2. 5 games scheduled in Division 2 this weekend. Crucially, the league leaders Foxdale, who of course lost out in the GH Corlett Woods Cup final last weekend to Douglas High School All Boys. Foxdale, they don't have a game in the league this weekend. And Castletown in second, they'll have the chance to potentially leapfrog Foxdale with the right results. So Tony, the 5 games taking place in Division 2 this weekend.
Yeah, Colby against Governors Athletic. Colby would be disappointed the way they sort of threw it away a little bit in the semi-final of the Woods Cup, but I think they'll get it right tomorrow, so I'm going to go for Colby to beat Governors. Castletown against Ramsey Youth Centre and Old Boys. You know, Castletown, you know, should be well and truly clear, I think, for them and Foxdale and Div 2, but it's still nice and compact with Onken just breathing down their necks. But I'm going to go for Castletown to win. Onken against Jims. This has been moved to Colby. It was moved at the start of the week. Onken have got a few little complications with their pitch, but keep an eye open for the venues because they still are playing at the stadium when it's free. But I'm going to go for Onken to win that one. Maloo against Douglas High School. Old Boys, great result for them on Good Friday. Congratulations to that team, and I'm going to go for Old Boys to win. And Douglas and District against Paul Rose. When you look at Paul Rose at the foot of the table, Douglas and District in 9th. I'm going to go for D&D to win.
Okay, let's take a quick look through the combination leagues on Saturday. Canada Life Combination 1, 4 games now. We've already mentioned that the other game that would have been the 5th, Air versus Corinthians, has been postponed due to a waterlogged pitch. So, Tony, the other 4 games in Canada Life Combination 1.
Yeah, Russian against Braddon. Russian have just got to keep chipping away, see if they can, you know, pick up maximum points, and Ramsey can drop some points along the way to let them in. But certainly against Braddon, they'll win. Peel against Laxey. I'm going to go for Laxey to take victory there. Douglas Royal against Ramsey. Ramsey, not necessarily under pressure, but they've got to win their games as well just to stop that gap from Russian just getting a little bit closer. So go for Ramsey to win that. And Marown against Union Mills. I'm going to go for Union Mills for victory.
And rounding out Saturday, 5 games in DPS Limited Combination 2.
Yeah, Governors Athletic against Colby. Colby to win. I've got Foxdale against Douglas Athletic. Douglas Athletic up near the top. Go for Athletic to take victory. Ramsey Youth Centre against Castletown. Ramsey Youth Centre to win. Jims against Onken. Onken scoring loads of goals, aren't they? And playing some really good football, I believe. Go for Onken to win. And Old Boys against Maloo. Old Boys at the top of the table. Go for Old Boys to take the result there.
Well, those are Saturday's fixtures looking into Sunday, and a relatively busy schedule by Sunday standards here on the Isle of Man. We'll start off with two games kicking off at 2 o'clock, a doubleheader in the Canada Life women's football.
Yeah, there is, and Maloo against Douglas Royal. I'm going to go for Maloo to win there. It just depends if one or two players that Douglas Royal haven't had available can come back in. So, but I'm going to go for Maloo to win. And Onken against Corinthians. This one's being played at Bella Fletcher. I'm going to go for Corinthians to win.
And in the Masters football, we also have a doubleheader this time in the Masters football FA Cup first round at the Bowl on Sunday.
Yeah, and all the old hands will be coming out and want to do well and try and get to a cup final. But Corinthians against Laxey, actually Governors Athletic beat Laxey, but unfortunately Governors played an ineligible player. So Laxey are reinstated. I'm going to go for Laxey to take the win there. And Colby against Union Mills, I would expect Colby to win that one. That's 3:40 kickoff at the Bowl.
And let's not forget as well, there is another game in the Masters football outside of the FA Cup, and that is Douglas Royal against Onken.
Yeah, it's just a tidying up process to get the outstanding games out of the way, and Onken, to me, will beat Douglas Royal here.
Very well, and Tony, got about 60 seconds. We'll just take a brief look over at another fixture for FC Isle of Man, their penultimate home game of the season coming up against Lower Breck at 6 o'clock tomorrow night at the Bowl. And you were impressed, as I think a lot of FC Isle of Man supporters were, with FC Isle of Man's 3-2 win over promotion hopefuls Chadderton last weekend. Paul Jones has talked about his side needing to be better than how they were in the 1-1 draw with Lower Breck in the reverse fixture earlier in the season. Given that they want to keep those slim promotion playoff chances alive, how important is it that they maintain the mindset they had against Chadderton going into this game against the Lower Breck team that have seriously improved throughout the season?
Yeah, I was looking at their stats and they have done really well, but let's applaud FC Isle of Man for last week, because I thought it was a great result, great performance. Charlie Higgins, I could have watched him all night, to be honest with you. He was absolutely brilliant. Took the mickey out of Chadderton. But, you know, Chadderton fourth in the league, and that's some scalp, that, Rob, what they had last Monday, so credit to them. Paul Jones just got to keep them going, and you know, players will be back in and trained a little bit this week, and I'm sure they'll get victory.
Tony Meppen, thank you very much. And with regards to the FC Isle of Man game, if you're not heading down to the Bowl yourself, we've got you covered on Manx Radio. Full live match commentary from myself and Tony Meppen of FC Isle of Man versus Lower Breck from 6 o'clock tomorrow on Manx Radio DAB and AM 1368.
Manx Radio Sport.
Turning now to rugby, and as the seasons across Isle of Man rugby enter their closing stages, there is still plenty to play for across the competitions going into this weekend's latest fixtures. Vagabonds remain firmly in the promotion hunt in counties for ADM Lancs Cheshire, but with the toughest of tasks to manage it on Saturday. Elsewhere, the Manx Cup continues up in the north of the island as part of four fixtures in total. Here to take a look at them, as always, is our rugby correspondent Dave Christian.
The first things to look at are Douglas and Vagabonds in those respective leagues. For both of them, it's their final league match of the season. Douglas still have one unplayed game against Birkenhead Park. We don't think that they're going to be made to play that one on account of Douglas are unlikely to be relegated and Birkenhead Park are already champions, so there's no sense in making anybody play that. Their last game is effectively a dead rubber, I think, for Douglas on paper. It's Firwood Waterloo. It's away at Waterloo. Waterloo are still chasing and Douglas can gain nothing from the match. They can't improve on their league position. I'm sure the players won't be looking at it as a dead rubber. Every game counts. And when you're trying to make your club look attractive for potential new players next season, you really need to keep running right till the final whistle. They'll be now starting to switch focus a little bit towards the Manx Cup. Douglas have been struggling a little bit since probably the beginning of February with accumulated injury problems, but they all seem to have taken their natural course and the players are coming back to fitness. Liam Kirkpatrick back in there. Simon Hoddenott in their front row. Hopefully Douglas will have a very strong side to travel away and give it their best shot against Firwood Waterloo, but on paper it should be a Waterloo win. Vagabonds, however, is a different kettle of fish in counties 4, ADM, Lancashire, Cheshire. The league leaders and now confirmed champions Colne and Nelson, they're untouchable at the top, but Vagabonds, Ashton Underline and Ellesmere Port all have a chance of second place, which may lead to promotion depending on how the league structure changes during the closed season, so Vagabonds really need a second place finish. They're tied on 45 points with Ashton under Lyne and Ellesmere Port are just two back. And the games for the final week of the season, Colnan Nelson versus Vagabonds and Ellesmere Port versus Ashton under Lyne. You couldn't have scripted this at the start of the season. Vagabonds travelling away, they lost 29-12 to Colnan Nelson. Colnan Nelson, very direct running team, difficult to play against. Vagabonds have done well when they've had scrum dominance, and they didn't get that in their home fixture against Colnan Nelson. If they're already champions, they may take their foot off the gas, and that might just let Vaggers in. They do miss Ross Pullman this week, and they're going to miss him in their back row. Gavin Turnbull's going to probably come in at number 8. They've got Mark Oldfield in there, Darren Thompson, the veteran, also on the coaching staff. On paper, you've got to say it'll be a Colnan Nelson win. Domestically, the Ravenscroft Manx Cup, Ramsey already played one game. They drew 10-10 against Vagabonds. Vagabonds have then gone on and played Southern Nomads and won 53-0. Now, the big question is, who is going to make it to the final? The assumption is that Douglas will win all their games, and it's going to be points difference scrap between Ramsey and Vagabonds, given that they had a 10-all draw. So Ramsey are going to be aiming to put 53 or more points past Southern Nomads, and then it'll all go down to who does what against Douglas. Difficult for Ramsey, they're going to be missing some players. I know Michal Flynn, Stephen Neal, Kieran Neal, Sam Caller, all unavailable this weekend. Skipper Matthew Meakin's been carrying a shoulder injury that he picked up in the Vagabonds game. We also think second row Eddie Lord is struggling a little bit with an ankle problem. We're probably going to see veteran John F. Watling return. We may see Joe Flanagan or even Rory Nicholson take their place in the back row. Up front, Matthew Livesey, Neil Harmer, all potentially in with a chance of slotting in that front row of the scrummage to replace Flynn. Southern Nomads, though, tight little unit. They have the halfback pairing of George Collister, the captain, and Mark Young. They've worked together for years and years now. They've got Tony Quinn out in the back line, potentially Will Tazier as well. Haven't heard whether he's going to be available this weekend. The big problem for Nomads is probably going to be in that front five, and if Ramsey get the upper hand on that, Nomads will be starved of ball and it will be one-way traffic. But we watched Southern Nomads for Saturday Live against Western Vikings 2 weeks ago. They were tidy enough then, and Ramsey are going to have a tough job to break them down. The final game of the weekend, it's a friendly fixture. It's the end of the season for Vagabonds ladies. All league matches are played, but Aspall ladies are going to be visiting the island. There's a game up there at Bala Fletcher. We don't have a kickoff time for that yet, sadly, but it should be around about the 2 o'clock mark. So that's Vagabonds ladies against Aspall ladies, friendly at Bala Fletcher.
Manx Radio Sport.
And finally, after another roller coaster campaign across the divisions, this weekend marks the grand finale to the latest men's and ladies hockey league campaigns on the Isle of Man. What's more, we're in for a blockbuster finish with both the men's Premier League and ladies Division 1 titles still up for grabs on this huge final day. So how could these showdowns and all the other remaining games across the leagues pan out this Saturday? Well, I spoke with our hockey correspondent, Ben Cunningham. So after many months of battles across the respective divisions, this is it, the final week of fixtures in the men's and ladies leagues, and still a number of titles to be decided. We'll start in the ladies Premier League, where there are two games. Both the champions have been decided, Vikings A, and relegation also decided, Castletown B heading down, but still two games there this weekend. The first of those, 12:05 at King William's College, sees Castletown A against Backers A, Ben.
Yeah, and it's quite a big one because these two sides come in level on points and they could potentially both could finish runners-up, the winner of this game. If Castletown got a draw, then Castletown would get that runners-up spot on goal difference. So a lot to play for both sides in this game.
And the other game at 12:35 is Harlequins A up against relegated Castletown B at the NSC.
Yeah, and I'm sure Harlequins will want to cap off a good first season in the Ladies Premier League. Castletown, though, they might look for a consolation here.
And then we move into the Men's Premier League, where relegation has been decided. Backers B will be heading down at the end of the season. But crucially, the Men's Premier League title is still up for grabs. Before we get to the fixtures that involve those, 12:35 at QE2 in Peel, Harlequins A against the relegated Backers B.
Yeah, and again, Harlequins have had a really good season in this Men's Premier League. They'll be happy that they've got another season. As for Backers B, though, they might look for a consolation here, but I think Harlequins will get it on the day.
And then the two crucial games at the top, starting 1:35 at King William's College sees Castletown A against the league leaders Vikings A, and the other game, 2:05 at the NSC, sees Vikings' nearest challengers Backers A, the defending champions, up against Valkyries A. Ben, what has to happen in these two games?
So Vikings must win to be champions. A draw for Vikings and Backers go on to win, then Backers will claim it on goal difference. So it's a big, big game, both of them. Castletown have got a really tough task against Vikings. They have been looking really good. As for Backers, though, again, Valkyries, they've thrown a few surprises, and they did give Vikings a good run for their money just a few weeks ago when they played them. So could Valkyries cause an upset here and help Vikings? We'll see.
Now moving into Ladies Division 1, there were three games scheduled. There is now two taking place. One of those games, Vikings B versus Backers C, that has been awarded as a home walkover to Vikings B. Backers C are therefore relegated. But, Ben, the Ladies Division 1 title, still with those two games taking place, is still up for grabs.
Ramsey A, who meet Valkyries B at 11:05 at QE2, if they draw, they would win it on goal difference. So a massive game there. And then the other game in this league is at 11:05 as well at Castle Rushen High School, and this sees Backers B against Castletown C.
And then we move into Men's Division 1. Again, two games rather than the three scheduled. One game called off. That sees Viking C against Ramsey A at the NSC, awarded as an away walkover to Ramsey A. Therefore, Viking C are relegated. Valkyries B already crowned champions, but still two games taking place.
The first one is at 2:05 at QE2, and that's Valkyries B against Vikings B. And then the other game is Harlequins B against Castletown B, which is at King William's College at 4:30. And that was going to be a big game until the Vikings C against Ramsey A game got cancelled.
And then in Ladies Division 2, the title here already decided. Castletown D crowned champions a couple of weeks ago, and no relegation, of course. But still, three games taking place to cap off Ladies Division 2 this season.
And the first one is a really big one. Harlequins B against Ramsey B at Ramsey Grammar School at 12:35. Harlequins are second, Ramsey are third. Harlequins are ahead by 1 point in that runners-up spot at the moment. So a big game here. A win for Harlequins would see them finish second, or a win for Ramsey would see them finish second. However, a draw would see Quins take it. The other two games are at 2:05 at Castle Rushen High School, and that sees Castletown D against Valkyries C, and then 3:05 at King Williams College we have Vikings C against Castletown E.
And then rounding off the senior leagues, two more games in Men's Division 2, and Ben, everything's still up for grabs at the top at the moment.
Yeah, this league's looking really close, and there's still a few games left to play, a couple of fixtures that are still going to be getting played midweek. So we look at the two fixtures, and the first one is at 12:35 at Castle Rushen High School, and that's Castletown C against Backers D. And then the other game is at 2:05 at Ramsey Grammar School, and that's Backers Colts against Ramsey B.
And last but certainly not least, we had two games in the Under-15s League scheduled for Saturday. One has been postponed, Valkyries versus Castletown Sabres, that will be rearranged. But another game taking place up at Ramsey Grammar School,
and that is Ramsey Rogues and Rascals against Harlequins at 3:35.
That's just about all we have time for on Friday Sport Preview this week. Many thanks to my guests, as always, Tony Meppham, Dave Christian and Ben Cunningham. And just quickly before we go, a reminder, if you are out and about this weekend, there's two weather warnings here on the Isle of Man. There is a yellow weather warning for rain and severe gales coming in from 11 o'clock tonight until 9 o'clock on Saturday night. So that's tomorrow. And also there is an amber weather warning for coastal overtopping. That comes into force from 9:30 a.m. tomorrow morning and runs until midnight on Sunday. So if you are out and about, please do take care across the weekend. Thank you so much for joining us. Have yourself a wonderful Friday evening and a wonderful weekend. As always, Chris Kinn is here with you next. But from me, until next time, it's bye for now.
Manx Radio Sport.